For those of us who still like to go to the movies, but hate leaving the house, virtual reality could be an answer. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. In the not-too-distant future, you could have your own Mystery Science Theater 3000-style experience. Remember that? It is actually back on Netflix. You can watch films with your friends, you can make all the sarcastic comments that you want, and you can do it remotely. That is the latest promise of virtual reality. Paramount Pictures recently signed a deal with the startup Big Screen to allow you to go to the movies remotely. Imagine geeking out over Star Trek Beyond with a fellow Trekkie on the other side of the world just by slipping on your clunky goggles.
Shields up! Ready!
To get to the bottom of the hows and whys here and see what else VR companies are hoping will finally move this tech into the mainstream, we got hold of Dean Takahashi, writer at VentureBeat, as he was combing through the latest tech at the giant trade show CES. And he talked me through how virtual movie going would work.
You're tuning in with an avatar, just an image of yourself, and you go into a specific room, and there's a cinema screen in front of you. It's like you're in a movie theater. You can look around, you can see other seats around you. You can invite your friends in, and their avatars are there, and then when you say something or talk, make a comment on the movie, the other person can hear you. It's a shared social experience.
I kind of feel like for a lot of people, watching a movie in your living room by yourself is part of the joy of watching a movie. How much do you think VR really adds to the experience here?
Well, I think there's certain kinds of shows where you want to watch it with someone else. If you're a Star Trek fan, it can be fun to watch it, together with people on the same couch, right? And, watch with your family. So if your kid has gone away to college, but you guys still want to have some kind of, shared experience, you love watching movies, why not do something like this, get together, even though you're not physically in the same place.
Is there anything that you've reported on or that you're seeing at CES that you think, this is it, this is what's going to lead to VR finally breaking into the mainstream?
I mean, there's glimpses of technology that is coming. There's a Chinese company here that is doing a 8K VR headset, and they're saying that they can ship this for about $450 or so. Their name is Pimax.
So really high definition, basically.
Yeah, much richer experience. There's ways that companies like NVIDIA are working on to sort of reduce the amount of processing power you need to do VR. They have something where they would use eye tracking to track where your eyes are looking on the screen, and then they would render the image very sharply where your eyes are looking, and then the rest of the images where you're not looking are all blurry, so that they're not sort of wasting their processing power.
Dean Takahashi, who covers VR and gaming for VentureBeat. I do tend to find myself being just a little bit cynical about VR. It really seems like clever technology searching for a home. But maybe some of the ideas at CES will finally make it relevant to more of us. And now for some related links. Check out Dean's story on the Paramount Big Screen pairing for the details on the deal. It's a multi-year agreement that will see four movies from their vault premiere every Friday, with them then running for a week. There's details there too on the type of headsets the service is compatible with at the moment. For more on VR at CES, check out the Las Vegas Review Journal. Its article opens with a quote, "We're really inching closer and closer to the full holodeck experience." And that's from Steve Koenig from the CES organizers, the Consumer Technology Association. And honestly, once we do have full holodecks, then yes, for sure, count me in. And we talked to Dean about the improvement in definition of the picture displayed within VR headsets. And that really matters because you need it to look as realistic as possible. We have 4K TVs already, they're kind of the ultimate, so imagine an 8K screen strapped to your face. Engadget has a photo of a headset like that. It is a beast, there's nothing low profile here. The cost is also beastly, around $8,000. But Engadget explains it's really meant for enterprise users, NASA, military and defense customers, people like that. And of course, top-end tech today does tend to become tech for the rest of us eventually. So could one day make watching a virtual movie with your friends as realistic as possible? We'll have more from CES tomorrow when we check in with our very own Molly Wood, who's at the show. For now, I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.